I've got Senator Mike McGuire on the line. Let's see if we can get him all queued up. Hi, Senator.
Hey, DJ Midge. What's going on? Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going for you?
Hey, I got to tell you, fired up, excited about tomorrow for the big Humboldt Holiday Food Drive. We can't say thank you enough to you and to the entire K-Hum team for the partnership. We got 6 local high schools, thousands of high school students and from every corner of Humboldt County ready to go tomorrow, and really excited to be able to kick this off.
Yeah, so I was lucky enough. I got to talk with a couple students from Eureka High and then also from McKinleyville High about their efforts in your food drive, and I have to say, they're pretty fired up about it.
It's true. This is now our 4th annual Humboldt Holiday Food Drive, and it all goes down tomorrow, Wednesday, at the Safeway in Eureka on Harris Street. We're going to be kicking off at 3 o'clock. We go to 6 p.m., and here's how it's going to work. We have 6 local high schools from throughout Humboldt County that have been collecting canned food, non-perishable food, and 100% benefits food for people. They're going to be dropping off every half hour. They get dressed up in holiday gear. They got the mascots ready to go. And it's turned into almost a rally, if you will. Last year, DJ Midge, they brought in 25,000 pounds of non-perishable food for people.
Holy cow.
It's incredible. Just over 13 tons. And in just 4 years, thanks to K-Hum and thanks to the students, this has now become the second largest food drive on the North Coast, right behind the letter carrier food drive. And again, we couldn't be more excited about being out at the Eureka Safeway tomorrow on Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m.
One of the things that I thought was interesting when I was chatting with these high school students is they said that they had weekly check-ins with you and your staff. What were you guys talking and planning?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Look, I got to tell you, it is so impressive to be able to see these student leaders organizing and mobilizing on a weekly basis. So here's what we've been doing. They did a large launch event at each of the 6 campuses, McKinleyville, Arcata, Eureka, St. Bernard's, Fortuna, and Ferndale. So they did a big launch event. Some did rallies. Some did lunchtime music in the quad. Then they also launched classroom competitions. So each school is doing like a big pizza party or breakfast party for the homeroom classroom that is the winner that brings in the most food. And what we've seen is not only do we have a friendly competition between the 6 different high school campuses, there's an internal competition that we've been planning with each of the classrooms, or in some cases between each of the classes, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. And it has brought in a ton of food. And that's what we've been planning. We've been checking in weekly. They're making videos. They're doing canned food drive cheers. It's pretty impressive. And I got to tell you, the bulk of the food is brought in by these high school students. They're amazing. And our future is so bright seeing how generous they are. And we couldn't do it without them.
So I think it's really cool that not only are they benefiting the Food for People organization, but it sounds like they're learning a lot of leadership skills along the way. And what I've really noticed about spending a week with Food for People is that they kind of have this idea that everything involved in it seems to be a little holistic, right? Like everyone benefits in every part of the system, whether it's farmers that they're working with, whether it's grocery stores that they're taking their produce away from that they would have had to pay. Is this why you feel so strongly about Food for People, or why did you want to couple up with them in particular in Humboldt County?
I got to tell you, Food for People is one of the most buttoned-up food banks that I have ever worked with. They serve 12,000 households every month in Humboldt County. They are able to stretch the dollar like no other. And the reason why we wanted to be able to partner up with Food for People, number one, when you work with Food for People, you know that good work is going to be done. And you know that the community is going to benefit. We also know that the North Coast has some of the highest rates of childhood poverty in the entire state of California. And my mom and I struggled growing up. And when you see struggle as a kid, I think many of us want to be able to change it as an adult. And especially in this day and age, as we are about to hit 2020 here in the United States, having a kid go hungry is unacceptable. And when kids are hungry and they go to school, they perform poorly in the classroom. Their test scores are lower. Their attendance is lower. So have had a real focus on childhood poverty, both through legislation and through food drives like this. And when you work with Food for People, you know that they're going to get the job done. And the other really cool thing about Food for People, and you know this, and you have been such an amazing supporter, KM has been an amazing supporter of Food for People through your own food drive, is that they don't expect folks to come to them. They have multiple sites in every corner of Humboldt County. They're in rural sections. They're on reservations. They work with tribes. They work with city councils. They work with nonprofit groups to be able to get food out to those most needy. And again, 12,000 households every month is being served by Food for People. And the vast majority of those who are seeking food from Food for People work full time. On the North Coast, you have to work two, sometimes three, full-time jobs if you're making $15 an hour to be able to afford the average rent. And that is what's critical. I think they also break down that stigma that folks aren't working. The vast majority of the clients for Food for People are working. It's just they're stretched, and I think we see that more and more. And please correct me if you think I'm wrong, but I think we see that more and more in California and throughout our society.
Oh, trust me, I do not think you're wrong there. As someone who's a little stretched myself. But
you're right.
What I thought was really amazing, too, was the word dignity came up over and over and over throughout my week with them.
Yeah, no, it's true. And they're innovative. And like you said, they're working with local farmers, right, to be able to get fresh local produce, fruits and veggies in from throughout the North Coast and being able to help clients. And they have brought dignity to the process. They brought innovation to the process as well, and accessibility. And they want to be able to defeat the stigma. And there is no better organization to work with than Food for People. And you know also, which I love, when you donate the Food for People, they double, sometimes triple the dollar that you donate, working with the food network, the food bank network, I should say, of being able to get what we would typically buy retail, they're able to get two or three times the amount through the food bank network. So that's the other really neat thing that we're doing. We're raising money for Food for People to allow them to go out and purchase eggs if need be, or meat and high protein food like peanut butter, which they always are in desperate need to be able to secure, to be able to feed our neighbors who are in need this holiday season.
Well, and I also heard them say peanut butter is great for the backpack program for children. And I loved the idea of the backpack program.
Oh, my gosh. And again, it's dignity, right? And the backpack program has become one of the most popular. So through child nutrition programs, Backpack for Kids, it provides weekend food packages. So here's what we know. Humboldt County has some of the highest rates of childhood poverty. And many students are going to school are getting three square meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and some are getting a supper as well. And we've really been focused on expanding free and reduced lunch across California. And in fact, we passed legislation that gave universal free and reduced lunch to schools that have high poverty rates. So you no longer have to, you talk about dignity, you no longer have to sign up, you are automatically enrolled. Because, again, all of the science, all the data shows if a kid is hungry in the classroom, they're going to perform lower than those students who are eating three square meals a day. But this backpack program is a bridge. So students get the backpack full of food on a Friday. It keeps them eating through the weekend when otherwise they may only have one meal a day. And they also have this really robust summer lunch program, which is fantastic, that also keeps kids fed during the summer. Food for People is really that one-stop shop, whether you are a senior and you're homebound or a student that is attending Eureka City Schools, you know that you can count for Food for People for your next meal.
Well, I just have been so impressed with them. And I feel like food is one of the first things that get cut out of somebody's budget because it's so, other things are so inflexible. And so it's just been really amazing to see Food for People fit like puzzle pieces here in Humboldt County. It didn't make Humboldt County fit to it. It made itself fit for Humboldt County. And I just was so impressed by everything. And I'm really excited for tomorrow. And I'm glad that Amy is going to be there live broadcasting with you. Hopefully lots of people turn out. And I like that you said there's going to be mascots and it's going to be a rally. Like, it really sounds like a good time.
It is. And again, Midge, it's not just because we're talking with each other. I got to tell you, K-Hum has been amazing to work with. And we're so excited to be able to see Amy tomorrow. She does a wonderful job. And again, the details for tomorrow. Come on by the Eureka Safeway. We kick off at 3. We wrap up around 6. If you want, just bring canned or non-perishable food down to the Eureka Safeway in Harris Street. The other piece, you can go in, do some shopping, and bring it out as well. We're accepting monetary contributions for Food for People all evening long. We had a $5,000 goal this year. We are at $4,000 already raised, which is great. We raised $2,500 last year. We want to double it. I think we're going to hit that goal. And we want to beat that 25,000 pounds that was raised last year by the 6 high schools. And that is why these students have been so flippin' motivated. Because whoever wins the contest, and by the way, St. Bernard's is a 2-time winner, will get the Golden Can Award. So they get to display this giant trophy made of soup cans that are golden in their trophy case for the year. Plus, they're going to get $750 for the next school dance that we donate to them from our own funds so that we buy down the cost of their next dance. They could use how they want. So there is also a sweetener in it for the schools to be able to have that friendly competition. And I got to tell you, I've been getting text messages from the advisors at Eureka, Arcata, Fortuna High School saying, we are going to kick some tail this year. So I think, you know, I know St. Bernard's is working hard, but we got a lot of competition coming up, and it's all going to benefit those neighbors who are in need this holiday season. And again, thank you so much for allowing me to be with you, and hope to see folks at the Eureka Safeway tomorrow, Wednesday, from 3 to 6 p.m.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be a riot. I bet people are going to show up in droves, and I guarantee you're going to make that goal. People seem to be very giving this year. So thanks so much for doing this. I'm excited that Amy's going to be there with you tomorrow. And Godspeed on ending hunger.
You are the jam, Midge. Thank you so much for having us. And give my best to Amy, and we'll see her tomorrow. Bring it on.
All right. Thanks so much, Senator.
All right. Thank you. Peace.
Bye.